T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Obviously, my father passed away on October 18th, and the coverage since has been remarkable by this radio station, by other radio stations, including my former station, The Fan, by the Star Tribune, his employer for so long, the Pioneer Press with excellent information, the way so many people he knew well reached out to him, the way thousands and thousands of readers and listeners reached out. I just thank you so much. It has been respectful. It has been genuine and sincere. And since I'm back today, I wasn't quite sure which was the way to go. Do I just jump back into my show? Do we do a little bit of this and then jump into the show? It just seemed like if I could give you a little bit of words from me, a little bit of maybe a few people you've heard before and also others that you haven't heard before, this would be the way to go. We'll go back to more of normal shows tomorrow, and where our opinions will probably, you'll like, you'll hate, infuriate. It won't be the last time I mention my father, but more of our typical approach tomorrow, including with Ask Adam Anything. In an ideal world, well, again, my father at no point was diagnosed with COVID. At no point did we ever think he had COVID, but his life was altered so much because of it, like tens of millions of people. And those lives matter every bit as much as my father's. I believe 100% today my father would be alive if he would have had a chance to live his life more typically. I don't regret in any way the smart decisions we made to protect his health. And I'm saying that, but I don't know, because my father was over 100. So if it was normal circumstances, we would have had a larger funeral with a lot of his friends, and probably found a way to convey more of it. You've heard me talk often about my father. You heard Bud Grant again with us. My oldest son spoke up, Hunter Sidney Hartman. My father's relationship with all of his grandkids, Justin, Callie, Hunter, Griff, and Quentin, was fantastic, just like it is for so many others. I'm not saying his was any better. I'm just trying to convey how much they meant to him. Hunter felt like he wanted to say something about his grandfather. We're just going to pick it up a little bit here because it was just a little bit of an audio glitch. This is at the time Hunter was attending Purdue. Of course, Dan, he let me down. He did not attend Arizona State University. I've never forgiven him, but he was coming back from West Lafayette when his grandfather had broken his hip, and we were concerned. And so my son, who was a very private individual, spoke up after I spoke and Bud spoke, and I've never been so proud. I'm completely biased, just like I am about Griff and Q and Callie and Justin. But here's a little bit what Hunter had to say at the funeral about his grandfather.
As soon as I walked in,
there he was, as alert as can be, watching some game and asking, "What are you doing here?" And all the sadness and anxiety I was feeling just melted away, because as many other people have said, he was never going to die. And even when I would talk to my dad in the past year or so, and he'd inform me of the various doctors he was seeing, procedures he was having, I brushed it off as no big deal and would have more questions and more anxiety if my father was having this procedure, my mother, my two brothers, anyone I knew, but not my 100-year-old grandfather, because I knew he was going to pull out of it. And as my dad has mentioned, I think we were very lucky and very grateful to be there as he passed. And not a lot of people in the past year or throughout the life of their loved ones can say that. And you want to be grateful, and you want to be thankful for all the time you had, but we are still greedy, and we still want more, and we still need more. And there probably won't be a day where I don't think of him hundreds of times. And I know the firsts are going to be really hard, where the Thanksgiving coming up, the holidays, his birthday, my father's birthday, my birthday, anyone's birthday, there's going to be a lot of happiness, because we have that a lot in this family. But then there's going to be a time where, like a lot of these parties at my dad and Carla's house, he was in that chair, and I'm going to look over there, and my heart's just going to sink. And I'm going to see this dumb plastic happy birthday hat my dad would put on him, where he absolutely hated it, but he would just do it mainly because, well, he was just going to do it because my dad wanted to, because he's got that sense of humor. So just a fair warning, there probably will be some crying at Thanksgiving as one of the cooks in the family. There may be some tears in the mashed potatoes and stuff, but we're close enough, so it shouldn't really matter. As my dad and Bud have said, they knew my father, or my grandfather, a lot more, not only personal, but in the professional field as well. But I really didn't have that experience. As my father will joke a lot, I don't really listen to his radio show at all, or didn't really listen to Grandpa's radio show or read the columns a little bit, because he was my grandfather. I only had one. And it was hard when I would sometimes go online or listen to the radio, and you would hear people in the later years disparage him a little well, and it would probably comes from him, where you have that sense of stubbornness and just have some respect, because he was just the kindest man I could ever see. Where I was a better athlete than him, but not much of an athlete. I would remember games where at the old Wayzata Central Middle School, where I'd be playing basketball, and there was a little seating section upstairs, and him and Quinny would be just running around and just having the times of their life. And I'm going to try to hold on to those memories as much as I can, where it be at this house, where Griffin and I are 13 and 14, and we're on the boat, and he's looking at us, and he's yelling at my dad to have us put on our life jackets. And my dad has to be like, they can swim, they're big guys. But he was always worried about us. Or it's down in Fort Lauderdale, or it's at Oak Ridge, and even the last time we were there, where it's myself, Aunt Chris, Larissa, and him at a nice foursome for a Valentine's Day dinner. And he's just looking at the piano player with the most contempt and disgust in his eyes because he's playing too loud for him. But everyone else is having a good time and it's not that loud, but he's just look at him. I think he had ravioli. He's like, he didn't like the ravioli. Just put him in a whole mood. And he just wanted to get out of there. And even the bad moments are going to bring me a lot of joy. And like I said, I've been eternally blessed in this life where I've had it so much easier than him or my dad or my grandma or my mom. And sometimes I was, or so, still, I have doubts if I really deserve that. But he was always a constant in my life where I knew this day would come, and me and my dad have had talks about talking and eulogizing him, but I thought that would be down the road where maybe I had a little gray hair and I had some kids running around, and this wouldn't be at 25, this would be when he was 120 years old. And to see the outpouring of love and respect from not just people in this room, but from people all over, shows me how great of a life he led. And that if I am lucky enough to even receive a quarter of the love and respect his loved ones had for him, I know I will have led a good life.
That was, that's my oldest son. And it's still hard for me to listen, because I just loved it so much, what he said. And it's hard for me to hear because my oldest son, was in pain, and he conveyed it in just a way that meant so much to us. And my son is just normally very private. And when I asked him about this, he said, sure, I trust your judgment. And I was just mesmerized by how great he was. And every bit as much as by my middle son, Griffin, and the love he had for his grandfather and the times they would have and the fun they would have. And Hunter just nailed it on Quinny and my father just chasing Quentin around, and those two just laughing out so loud, and my sister's two kids who have just meant the world to him and have been great to him when they were kids and so essential to him as they're just great young adults. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of that. It was at my father's house on the St. Croix, which he's owned since 1973. My father doesn't know how to relax. You know, he doesn't play golf. He doesn't hunt. He doesn't, whatever it might be, in the one place on the planet where he would look out at the beautiful St. Croix and relax. So it meant a lot to us with these uncertain circumstances, right, because of what's going on with COVID that we couldn't do conventionally. So I just want to give you a little bit of what took place. And, yes, we did have Tim Murray. And Murray's catered the event because he would have loved that. I want to bring Dan and Adam in the conversation, remind you Jeff Day, who was so important in my father's professional life and wrote the definitive story to me about the last week or so. When Jeff wrote for the Star Tribune, I helped him keep up his column. He saved my life. Jeff Day's in about 12, 14 minutes, but I want to hear from Adam and Dan about just the last week coverage. And I want to say sincerely again, thank you so much for the outreach in all ways. And send me some text, you know, what kind of stood out to you the last week or so. If you want to react to the show, personal story that you had with my father. I'm looking at all of them. I wish I could respond to all of them. I have responded to some, but if you want to share more, that would be great. 651-989-9226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.